Without Christ, nothing works. WCNW.
Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege and honor to come to you to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. We pray that you're up and able today to enter into the house of the Lord. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. In service time, Sunday school begins at 10 this morning. Worship will follow around 11. And then we come back again on Wednesday evening for adult Bible study and youth service. We invite you to join us any all of those services. If you can't, why, we would ask that you remember us in your prayers and lift us up that we might do the work of the Lord, that we might reach those that need salvation this morning. I'm glad that God has a plan. I'm glad that God still has a people that's willing to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to tell people their need of salvation. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer in just a moment. Before we do, we're going to ask you this morning, remember the families of those that have passed from our presence. We lost a good friend. Our wife lost a good friend this week. I mentioned it last Sunday morning. Sister Leanne Pig went home to be with the Lord. We saw in the paper, Brother Andy Jackson went home to be with the Lord, old preaching brother, one of those great warriors of the cross. And we're going to miss Brother Andrew. He used to come by the church pretty regular, was an encouragement and a help to us, and we appreciated him so much. But we know he's where he longed to be this morning, and so we appreciate him. And then we lost our cousin, Brother Bill Rush. Been battling cancer for some time, and he was laid to rest yesterday morning. So remember these families today. I know there are probably others, but these are the ones that we're acquainted with and had the opportunity to be at their services. So just remember these this morning as you join me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, in great need, Lord, of your strength, of your help. Father, thankful that you woke us into this day. God, we marvel at the beauty, Lord, as we come along the journey. This morning, God, how beautiful the scene, God. Lord, we're thankful today that you've provided safe passage and journey. Lord, that you've watched over us down over this storm and over the course of the week. Lord, glad that we're able today, Father, to come one more time out to this little place, God, Father, to offer up our prayers and our praise. Lord, to spend a few moments in the precious Word of God today. Lord, and we would ask you once again, Father, to bless those families, Lord, that have bid farewell to their loved ones, God. Lord, with the ceremonies, the services over, God, the gatherings and the families dispersed. We know this morning, God, that there's rough days ahead for them, Lord. And God, we would ask you to comfort them and strengthen them, Lord. How to be with them, God, as they continue their way on the journey, Lord. And God, and that each one would purpose and decide for themselves, Lord, to reach that great destination, Lord. How to some day, God, be able to join them again on the shores of home, God. Father, oh God, we know today that you've prepared a way, and God, that you've made it possible, Lord, that every man, woman, boy, or girl, that would come, Lord, obedient to thy word, Father, in the way that you've given, Father, I can be born into the family, Lord, and God, we're thankful that one day you adopted the race of the Gentile. Lord, I'm glad this morning that I've been born into your family. One of thy little children today. Father God, we thank you this morning for that saving grace. Lord, and would ask you once again that you might extend it to them we love today. Father, Father, them that might be in the sound of their voice. And God, it might be after a while, tune into the radio. Lord, or stop by a little service somewhere. Father, open their heart and their eyes. And God, help them to understand this morning that you died on that awful cross of Calvary, that they might be free today. Lord, but they must come and receive. I accept and come today on your the way you've extended, the way you've given today. Oh Lord, I bless your children and your church. How were they gathered and assembled today? How Father, bless the station this morning. How God, the various ones that stand in this place. And God, this morning, how the staff that dedicates themselves, how to be in here in the worst of conditions. And God, that we might have, how those might be able to hear this morning. Father, bless them, God, not able, how to be out and about. And God, bless them that lie on the bed of affliction this morning. And oh Lord God, how we ask again, Father, how you'd bless them in the service of our country, how you'd watch over and bless their families this morning. How God, again, Lord, we need you. How this hour, how Father, bless the reading, how the teaching, how the preaching of your holy word, how Father, your children throughout the land this morning, how they lift up that precious bloodstained banner, how God, give us now the strength, how the words to speak, the grace, how Father, how to follow after you this morning, oh God. How forgive us, Father, wherein we failed you this morning. And God, help us now to do your will. How bless your word, we pray in Jesus' name. We ask, amen and amen. How this morning, I'm going to read a few verses out of the 26th chapter of the book of Acts. Whereupon, I'm at the 19th verse. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but shewed first unto them of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, throughout all the coast of Judea, then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, and turn to God, and do the works meet for repentance. For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple, I went about to kill me, having therefore obtained the help of God. I'm glad this morning that we can obtain the help of God. Let me read on a minute. I continue unto this day, witnessing both the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first fruit, that should rise from the first that should rise from the dead, and should shew light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, how thou art beside thyself, how much learning doth make thee man? But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness, for the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing which was not For this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, I believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all they that hear me this day, I were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Brother, we'll stop right there this morning. I consider this, how the apostle came, brother, and shared with old Festus and Agrippa there that day the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother, I know today that there's those among us, those that listen from time to time, brother, that believe the prophets, brother, believe that Jesus came and died for them. Brother, why else would they tune in? Why else would they listen this morning? Brother, without that thread of belief. But my friend, is it enough? Not according to the teaching of the Word of God. Brother, it's not enough to believe. I, as Agrippa did, foresee you had that head knowledge. Brother, he knew of the customs. He knew the teaching of the prophet. Brother, but he did not know Jesus this morning. He said, Paul said, I know you believe, Agrippa. Brother, this morning I know that when somebody comes through that door of the church, brother, when somebody tunes in out of the little station this morning, brother, they've got a mind to believe. But that's not enough. The Bible said the devils believe and tremble today. What must I do then? Brother, as the apostle said, you must be fully persuaded this morning. The Bible said in the book of Romans, Abraham, I believe God. Brother, he knew that God was able to do what he said he'd do. This morning I got good news for you. God's able to save you right now where you are this morning. Brother, God's able to wipe away your sin. God's able this morning to set you on that straight and narrow way. Brother, set your feet on the solid rock. Establish your going. Somebody will ask, how do you know he can do that, preacher? Brother, because he done it for me. He reached down and plucked me up out of the miry pits of sin. I set my feet on the solid rock. I established my going. Paul was concerned. Brother, here he was on his way to Rome, and they didn't know what to say, what to do. But I'll tell you what, they didn't realize how God's word was being fulfilled. You remember Paul had been told how he must testify of Jesus before kings. Brother, here he was right before Agrippa. Boys, and there's a lot to be learned here. But I want you to see Paul didn't change his story. Paul didn't water down the gospel. Brother, Paul didn't adjust it lest he offend the old king. Brother, I believe he loaded her up and gave him both barrels and told him, you must be born again. Jesus died for you today. Just the same as he did me. Maybe sometime in the past. Maybe right now. You said, well, that's worth considering. I might do that. Brother, I had a fella tell me one night at the end of a service, you almost got me, preacher. Brother, it broke my heart. I didn't have a response. I didn't know what to do other than pray. Brother, almost won't get you in. How ye must be born again. How with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. How with the mouth. How confession is made unto salvation. I'm brother, consider this Jesus. I take a few minutes this morning. I look at him. I think about him. What he's done for you. How nothing's been hid. How nothing's been done in secret. Brother, I'm here to share with you how that just the same as he saved me, how he'll save you today. He'll reach down and pluck you right out of the miry pits of sin. Paul said, I would that you would be altogether persuaded. This morning, God stands ready to save you today. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but let him in this morning. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel.